Hey, everybody. Welcome to Static. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. This is Jason Statham.
Really?
Jason Statham.
Really?
The transporter.
Yeah, the transporter?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
What did you say?
It's a transponder. That's what I said. That's how we talk over here.
Is it the transponder?
I don't know. I was in some movie, some trendy movie. I don't know.
I don't believe that Jason Statham was in a tranny movie.
He's afraid to do it. Come on.
Yeah, I think there's a remake of Tu Wong Fu.
Oh, that'd be great. I made the birdcage.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze was in that. Tu Wong Fu, thank you, Julie Newmar, or whatever.
That pretty much killed everyone's career that was in
and,
it.
And with John Leguizamo and Patrick Swayze and some other folks in drag.
Wesley Snipes.
I think they're gonna have with Jason Statham and
The Rock,
Sylvester Stallone, and Dwayne Johnson, and
just so my sister will watch it. Like
Jean Claude Van Damme, and that's gonna
Jean Claude. I know.
Too Long Fu remake. Now. Watch for it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I think Arnold is gonna have a cameo. They're all dressed up as women.
Yeah.
Fighting crime.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, But, Jason Statham, he's the only one that really can pull off the wig because he's got a shaved head,
You've heard that right.
Yeah. It works best.
The transporter.
The transponder.
I'm a transponder, wherever I am, I don't know.
Oh my goodness! You ever read anything, Miles? You ever read anything?
Uncle John's bathroom reader. I read that.
I mean, just the name of the movie you're watching. I don't know.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I flip around my cable channels quite a bit.
Apparently it's in constant.
Yeah.
If you sit on the remote, you just don't bother getting up. You're like, oh well, this is what we got.
Oh, Jason Statham is the
We're just going to watch whatever. If I flex my butt cheek, it'll change the channel, so.
Oh, look, at A New Hope. Yeah.
Star Wars. Oh, I changed the channel. I had a fart.
Independence Day. Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It would have been better if they had Jason Statham.
Who'd have thunk that the aliens used Macintosh?
Go figure. I didn't even get that message. Yeah, that was cool. Cat jumping after me.
Will, I have a laptop. You see, I could do the virus.
The aliens had their chance.
That's right. That's right, Will.
They had their chance. Man creates aliens, and
To think, on 2 days ago, I thought it was all Weekly World News.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I want to thank Smidge Kirtlebaum.
Yeah.
For being such an asshole.
Yeah.
And totally making me dive back into this Paul McCartney is dead business. Did you see that?
I ignored it.
Oh, well, that's your MO.
As I like to do.
Yeah,
I was gonna say. Like to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you realize you're married with two children who are grown, don't you? Okay.
Yeah.
Just telling you. I think you might have ignored them.
Yeah, right. I transported them around, though.
No, so I watched a bunch of these Paul McCartney is dead videos. So anyway,
yeah,
it was very interesting.
So is it true?
I have a feel. I have a feeling.
Oh, okay. This plan, we're okay.
No, I mean, they have some really interesting stuff. Not all of it is real, but
Yeah.
But it could be.
I've got a feeling.
It could be. Now, I'll tell you the most compelling things for me.
Yeah.
Where they do this, they do the straight on, head on pictures of him, like from 66 and from 69 or whatever, 67 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like his eyes are not the same spacing and all that good kind of stuff. And then they have him singing Yesterday, you know, and it's definitely, they got a whole thing about him singing Yesterday and how the old Paul McCartney, you know, and this could just be because of the accident, but pre-accident Paul McCartney could really had a range,
mm-hmm.
and post-accident Paul McCartney, you know, not so much.
Number one album.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know.
I'm just saying.
But I do find it very interesting, obviously, because I went and looked into it. But I think they could be onto something. They could be onto something, yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah, we'll never know. Never know.
I don't believe it.
You're in the non-believer. You're a non-believer.
Yeah. Ever since he came forward and said he used to whack it right in front of John Lennon,
I think he just made that up. Because, see, John Lennon's not around to corroborate this, so...
Yeah, but, I mean, come on, who makes that up, man? That's, like, a little bit over the top.
Who makes it up? A person who's not really who they say they are.
I don't know, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I like my friends, but, man, there's no way we're going to sit around in a circle, man, and just try to turn
I like my friends. Well, at this point, considering the juxtaposition of that statement with what we're talking about, I don't think I like my friends.
Yeah. that was a bizarre statement, man. You know?
Exactly. It's throwing you off. It's throwing you off from the fact that he's not really Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Now you're thinking about that, you know what I'm saying? You're thinking about, hey... Because, you know, remember when you thought your wife was having the affair, and the next thing you know, she's talking about, like, breeding cats, and then that's all you could think about, and then you forgot about the affair, so.
Yeah, well, that's never happened, but yeah.
Oh, okay, well, I just.
Yeah.
Example.
Yeah.
He's just throwing people off. That's right. I was whacking it with John.
Hey, John, Bridget Bardot, what do you think?
Did you know we wrote Beat It? We wrote it. For Michael Jackson, Michael was a chum of mine, and I said, John, let's write a song for Michael, and he goes, I just want to whack off, and they're like, okay, we'll write about that. Beat it.
How do I get in the band? Well, there's kind of an initiation you got to go through. Well, I'll do anything. Oh.
Hey, let's jizz on this blotter and give it to everybody at the party.
This sounds like something Smidge would do, you know? like, hey, man, I can be like in a police cover band, and I'll do anything.
I'll do anything, yeah.
Mate, there is a way to get in.
Thank you, sir, I'll have another. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. That was a very odd statement to make, and I think it accomplished what it was supposed to, which was you don't think about him being a fake Paul McCartney.
That could be.
Yeah,
okay.
I've got a theory. You want to hear my theory?
Bring it.
This is the. I don't know that anybody has posited this theory out there. Maybe they have, but I haven't encountered it in my recent deep dive into the fall. You know, Paul versus Fall McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
But Yoko Ono didn't break up the band.
No.
It was the fake Paul. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Band doing great, accident, fake Paul. Yeah. Within 3 years, no band. Right? Well, think about it. Okay, 66, the accident happens.
Yeah.
We don't see Paul McCartney for 3 months, more than 3 months. Here's the timeline. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He comes back into the scene, Sgt. Pepper, fantastic, right?
Right.
And Billy Shears and all that kind of stuff and all these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then straight from that, starts going downhill. By the time we get to, you know, Let It Be, they're separates. not speaking anymore, right?
Right.
Everybody blames Yoko. Yoko was around before then. She was around. Right?
Huh.
So why didn't it happen earlier, right? Because, I mean, when she was new, like, she just became a troublemaker after a year or two?
You know, you're making a lot of sense, though.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying.
It's like the poor man's X-Files or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. So, yeah. 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 Just like the Van Meter mystery. Another piece of interesting tidbits. I watched a bunch of interviews, you know, that they say pointed out that there was a fake Paul, right?
Mm-hmm.
So John Lennon is in these interviews, and they say he's supposedly dropping hints, which are really kind of a reach, but that's not what I found interesting about the videos. What I found interesting about the videos is they're like, so do you, they always ask the question in like the late 70s, you know, before he gets shot, you know, do you talk to the other band members? And in all these, I think I watched like two or three videos of interviews with John Lennon from that time period. In all of those interviews, he talks about, oh, I worked on Ringo's album. George helped me with my album, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never once did he say, I've been hanging out with Paul.
Really?
Never.
Never.
The other three, totally doing stuff together.
Mm.
He's like, yeah, I sang on George's album, and he played guitar on my album, and, you know, I went and did some bar mitzvahs with Ringo, and, you know.
Yeah.
Never said, oh, Paul and I are writing, or Paul and I hung out, or Paul and I went to dinner. Never.
Really?
Never.
Never.
Never. He hated the guy.
Yeah. He hated the replacement.
Exactly.
It's all a cover-up.
I'm throwing that out there. I'm just saying. Seems to be.
But you might have something.
And I think Sgt. Pepper was partially written before Paul died. And so it's kind of an amalgam of the two.
Mm.
So, yeah.
That's all I have to think
And
about.
Again, other thing. They never played together live after Paul had the accident. The only other time they played live was on that rooftop concert.
Yeah.
Which they filmed, but never in front of an audience. Never. That was for the cameras, essentially.
Right.
So it was all edited together. Never live again in front of an audience.
That is... Yeah, okay.
So, basically, I think John wrote out the contract and then said, fuck it. I hate this guy.
And that's what happened.
That's what happened. And then they all start, you know, then the fake Paul says, oh, it was Yoko. It was Yoko. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, other than... You know, the protest things. Yoko never says anything in any, you know, anywhere.
So the fake guy wrote, like, Live and Let Die, though, and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he was a musician, the fake guy was, according to the conspiracy. And he was actually a quite talented studio musician, apparently. So, yeah. So, anyway. Then there's the other thing is that Paul McCartney was engaged.
Yeah.
Had the accident, immediately, like, well, not immediately, but then broke up with that woman and married Linda McCartney, or Linda Eastwood.
Eastman,
sorry. Yeah, Eastman.
Eastman, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was thinking Clint Eastwood, I guess. I don't know.
Da-da-da.
So anyway, that's my theory from watching too many of those stupid videos. And but nobody said any of that in those videos. They were just talking about fake Paul and... Yeah, I think we should address the Yoko aspect of things. Because, I mean, you don't see interviews with her where she's, like, shit-talking everybody or anything.
Well, we should explore her music a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not so sure about that.
You know, Smidge was so good, he would just do a cover band of Yoko
Yeah, the Plastic Ono Band. Yeah, that would be a good one.
If he is such a talented musician, I want to see him.
That would be, that would be a top seller. Yeah.
Yeah, if he's just so damn good.
Let me tell you, everybody who purchased Double Fantasy was really wanting Single Fantasy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, one side did not get played as much as the other side.
I think John and Paul had a Double Fantasy.
Well, apparently they did. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's my theory I came up with while watching a bunch of Paul is Dead stuff. So.
Yeah.
It's wacky though. They really get out there. But.
It is. You put the whack in wacky. I give you that, man.
It's wacky. So.
That is weird.
I have a story if you want to hear it.
Bring it.
So, let's get off of the Beatles for a minute here.
Yeah, we're getting off.
Yeah. Yeah, get back. New meaning.
Get back to get where back. We're
going. Yeah. Don't cross the streams. They wrote Ghostbusters that day. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So recently, my son and my wife seem to love Olive Garden for some reason.
Pass.
Yeah, for the guy who eats chicken at the Pizza Ranch, I can understand. That you wouldn't want to go to Olive Garden, but.
I think I saw you munching down on plenty of food.
Not chicken at the Pizza Ranch.
What did you eat?
I had pizza. For fuck's sake, it's a Pizza Ranch.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. Okay.
Anyway. So we're at the Olive Garden, and you know, when you're there, you're family, so.
Yeah.
We get a seat, and I'm not a big Olive Garden fan, you know.
Yeah.
And I always have to adjust the menu in some way, shape, or form. I cannot eat what they have on the menu.
Can I just have plain spaghetti and a bottle of soy sauce, please?
I cannot go with the flow of most menus. Anyway,
you are very choosy into what you eat.
So I'm perusing the menu, and we're sitting there, and it's a little bit early, I suppose. It's probably like 5 something or whatever, you know, on like a Tuesday or something. I can't remember, and I'm like, so my wife, we were kind of back in, like, you know, they have a huge dining area at the Olive Garden.
Yeah, sure.
And we're back in one of the Finger Lakes of the Olive Garden. And I can see, you know, kind of down to one of the larger, we're in one of the smaller seating areas, and I can see into the larger seating area.
And, you're at the little kids' table.
Huh?
You're at, like, at the little kids' table.
Yeah, I'm like at the little kids' table. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I go, when you're here, you're family, and you get the little kids' table.
Yeah, you guys got a little kids table.
And my wife's back is to everything. And I'm sitting there, and, you know, we ordered, and we had some breadsticks and salad, you know, and stuff. And we're waiting for our entree. And I'm watching the people, like, coming and going, because I'm like, watching the thoroughfare. And I'm like, I just couldn't put my finger on it. It was something weird going on with these people who were coming in and leaving. And so we get our food, you know, we eat, and it's fine. I didn't like it. So,
yeah.
You know, but they liked it. And so, you know, I'm like, I'm a team player, you know.
I'll have the breadsticks.
Yeah. And so I ate, and then we leave, and I'm like, you know what was, what it was like there? They're like, what are you talking about? I go, the people. I'm like, I felt like I just sat and had a meal watching the emergency room entrance. Because there's
a bunch of walkers and stuff?
There's all these wacky. There was like walkers and oxygen tanks. And there was, like, people who were limping, and there was people who were bandaged, and then There's people who walk by who look like they were woozy, you know?
I don't like you.
I don't, that's
right. He doesn't like you either. All right.
I'm like, the number of people who walked through my field of vision who had some type of malady or injury or, you know, potential injury or like, you know, one shoe had a big, you know, big sole on it and the other shoe was regular.
The Ministry of Silly Walks.
Yeah, I was just like, I couldn't have seen that many people with that much stuff wrong at the emergency room, honestly. It was just, for a moment, I thought possibly I was at the emergency room, because it was that.
I loved an animal.
I was waiting for the gurney to come by, you know? I was just like, this is just wild. This is just.
And your family thought you were nuts. They like, come on.
Yeah, well, pretty much. They always think that, though.
It wasn't that bad. Come on.
That's always the reaction that we get is, you know.
Maybe they had a Groupon.
There must have been, because it was like a Groupon that they handed out at the hospital.
Yeah.
Because it was like, you know, half-priced appetizers for anybody with a 3-inch incision.
Get my episiotomy count.
That's right. So, yeah, it was just like, it was just weird. And I just watched them go back and forth, in and out.
You may just put your head down and enjoy the meal. I think you're...
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I could not help. It was, you know, it was a show.
You're on your own little spider hole, your old, you know, Saddam Hussein spider hole.
There. Sitting there at the kids' table, eating my plain spaghetti.
Building, like, houses out of breadsticks.
Yeah, making using Lincoln logs for breadsticks for Lincoln logs. Yeah.
It's so stupid. I wanted to go to In-N-Out Burger, and this is so stupid.
Can I go to Shake Shack?
Yeah, I want to go to Shake and Steak.
Steak and Shake, yeah. I would have rather went to Steak and Shake. Yeah, but Steak and Shake, they really need to mop the floor.
Yeah. I mean,
it's basically like an ice rink in there at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so greasy that you just slide. They really need to put some hot water in that mop bucket and not use the same mop water, because it's disgusting. I mean, it's greasier than a teenager's face, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the tile, the grout is getting pimples.
Yeah.
It's so greasy. Ugh.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I know. But that's the good old Steak and Shake, though.
Yeah.
If you're lucky enough to have a Steak and Shake in your neck of the woods, you will not have experienced.
You know, I've been there just once, and I just swore I would never go back.
I'm like, seriously? No. I love the Steak and Shake.
It wasn't that life-changing where I was like, man, I've got to go back. I just like,
we actually went a few weeks ago when we actually got the Steak and Shake. It's like this powder that you put on, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like spices or whatever. It's good.
Yeah.
It's got like a little chili powder, a little bit of this, little orange stuff. I don't know what it is. It's definitely, they should pour it on the floor so it won't be so goddamn slick.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen right there. The old Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
Good thing the Olive Garden had carpet.